So, you want to optimize your web pages to perform well in search engines, and you've heard meta tags are an important part. But what are meta tags, and how do they help SEO? And now it's time for some more DIY SEO tips with Jennifer Rogina. Meta tags are snippets of HTML code that provide information about the contents of the page. They are located in the head section of a web page. They are not displayed to the user, but instead appear in code for search engine spiders. Adding meta tags to your web pages makes it easier for search engines to understand what the page is about. This won't impact your search rankings, but it can affect the text displayed in the search engine results. Making sure the text displayed in search results is relevant and persuasive can increase click-through rate and decrease bounce rate. Improving those metrics can, in turn, increase your search rankings. Now, let's go over some of the most important types of meta tags. First is the meta description. The meta description is arguably the most important meta tag for SEO purposes. It does not impact search ranking, but it is commonly used as the description that appears on the search results page. Search engines don't always use the meta description, but they do for most cases. The search engine can display any text on your webpage as the description in the search results. If you don't have a meta description on your webpage, most often the search engine displays the first text that appears on the page. The first text on the page is very rarely an appropriate description of the page. Oftentimes, it's going to include the text in your menu and tagline. So it's in your best interest and the user's best interest to include a meta description to help clarify what the page is about. To see what the code looks like to add a meta description to your website, just click on the link in the show notes. If you're using WordPress with the Yoast SEO plugin, you can add your meta description with the following steps. First, just scroll down to the Yoast SEO panel and then click Edit Snippet under the Snippet Preview. And then click Edit Text in the Meta Description field. Ideally, you want your meta description to be around, but not over, 156 characters. Keep it at a minimum of 100 characters, but try not to go over 156 or it may get truncated on Google. Though the meta description doesn't directly impact search rankings, it can help. If your meta description is persuasive, it can help click-through rate. And if the meta description is relevant and an accurate description of the page, then it should help reduce bounce rate as well by providing realistic expectations to users. Both a high click-through rate and low bounce rate can help increase your search rankings. So, keep your meta description concise, relevant, and make it persuasive by including a call to action. Also, keep these unique. Each page should have its own unique description. Okay, next are meta keywords. This meta tag lists out the keywords you are targeting on the page. This tag is no longer used for search rankings. These days, the search engine spiders are smart enough to figure out what the page is about. You don't have to add the keywords. Adding the keywords in a meta tag only benefits your competitors since it makes it easy to reverse engineer your search marketing strategy. Okay, next are meta robots. The meta robots tag allows you to instruct search engine spiders what they should do with the data they find on the page. To see what a meta robots tag looks like, just click the link in the show notes. Basically, the tag includes two attributes, a name attribute, which is robots, and then a content attribute tag. So the content attribute, you can include either index or no index. Index tells the search engine spiders to include this page in the search engine results page, and no index tells them not to include it. And then you would also include follow or no follow in the content attribute tag. Follow tells the search engine spiders to follow the links found on the page, and nofollow tells them to not follow the links. If a meta robots tag is not included, by default, the search engine spiders will index the page and follow the links. If you add a noindex attribute to the meta robots tag on a page, do not disallow it in your robots.txt file. If the page is being blocked by search engine spiders in robots.txt, then it will never see your meta tag with the no index assignment. Okay, and then the last tag we're going to talk about is the title tag. The title tag is not technically a meta tag, but it is often talked about during the meta tag conversation. Like meta tags, it's in the head section. And like meta tags, it helps search engines understand the contents of the page. To see what a title tag looks like, just like all the other meta tags, you can click the link in the show notes. The title tag is displayed as the heading in the search engine results. It's best practice to keep your title tag under 60 characters. Google has a fixed width of 600 pixels for the headline, so the character limit varies depending on the width. If you have enough characters remaining, it's common practice to include a separator such as a bar and add your brand name after your page title. Include the keyword you are targeting in your title. Try and keep your title enticing to encourage users to click. And like the meta description, you should have a unique title for each page. Okay, there are many other meta tags, but these four, the description, keywords, robots, and title tag, are the most common and impactful for SEO. The other meta tags, such as the viewport meta tag, are technical and should be handled automatically by your content management system or website theme. Make sure each page on your website includes a unique title tag and meta description. That will be enough for the search engines to provide a clear description to users. Don't stress about the other meta tags. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed this, please subscribe. This episode was brought to you by ClearPath Online, a DIY SEO tool for your website.